We are holding in Siman Tov Mem Beis Sif Tes. We are going to see that since only something which is food can be defined as chametz, therefore if the chametz loses its function as a food, it is no longer considered chametz. The Mechaber says, chametz is apesh kodem zman isur. The chametz spoils before the zman isur. V'nifsal me'achilas kelev, and it becomes unfit even for the consumption of a dog, o shesrafo be'esh, or it burns, kodem zmano, again before the zman isur. V'nechrach, and it also becomes burnt to the point, at she'eno roi lekelev. The halacha is, as we'll soon see, that this is not called chametz anymore. And again, though, this is only if this happens before the Zman Isser. Once the Zman Isser goes into effect, the Chometz, there's an obligation to do Bir Chometz, and the Isser on the Chometz is Chal, and cannot be removed without completely destroying the Chometz. Now, why only if it's Eina Roy Lachilas Kelef? Usually we would say that if the food is not edible for humans, it would then not really be considered food. So why here does it have to be to the point where it is Eina Roi Lachilas Kelev? So the Ran explains that since chametz, even though it cannot be eaten anymore, still has a function. It can be used as a yeast to create more chametz. It therefore will retain its identity as chametz until it is completely inedible, even for a dog. The Mechaber now continues with another way in which chametz can lose its identity as chametz. O sheyichad al yeshiva, the chametz is set aside to be used as a chair. V'toch osobetit. In addition, a piece of chametz is taken and you spread on it either some clay or mud, in order to establish that it is now not going to be used as food, it is now going to be used as a piece of furniture. In this case, the chametz also is not considered to be food anymore, and therefore mutar lekaimoi b'chametz. In other words, the halacha is that we're machmer that it has to be, both requirements must be met. It must be yichud liyeshiva, it must be set aside for this use from now on, and number two, it also has to be covered on all sides with clay or mud. Now the halacha is mutar lekaimoi. You're allowed to keep the chametz on Pesach. There is no obligation of beer. It is also mutar to have hanah from the chametz. However, now even this chametz, which is ein roi lachilas kelev, it is completely unfit for consumption. However, it is still though usur to eat. Even though it may not really be roi lachila, but if you do eat it, you have a problem. Why? This is a concept we mentioned previously in other she'irim, that there is a concept in chametz of achshave. If you, even though it is really not considered food, if you go ahead and eat it, you, by eating it, are being machshavit, you are considering it to be food, and therefore, at least on a drabbanan level, the Mishnah Berurah says, it has a din of chametz and is also to eat. However, the nafka mina is if this chametz that is on ein roi lachilas kelev, if it accidentally falls into some other food, therefore the halacha is since and you go ahead and eat the food, since you're not actively going ahead and considering it food, you're only really eating the food that it fell into, that is not called achshavei. And in that case, it is actually mutter to eat this chametz, which is, in a way, is considered to be dirt and therefore not chametz.